Advertising Week Social Club, AWSC Chat, Zanger in Portland, Katerina in Toronto, New Bear in Kentucky. And very interesting conversation today because it is so subjective. So beauty can be very, very subjective. So we went through question three. We are on question four, which is the conversation, have you bought anything purely because it was beautiful? Let's start with Katerina, your thoughts. Have you just, you know, said, I really don't need this, but it's so pretty, I think I'm going to buy it.
Aside from clothes and Apple products, I think every time I go to a liquor store and majority of my wine purchases are solely based on their labels. And there was a lot of times when I knew really good wine, but I just did not like the label and I'd walk away from it.
Well, you have a story about a bottle of wine that was, I don't know if it was a Wine Spectator that ranked it in 94, and you didn't even go for it just because it didn't look that great.
Exactly. I walked away. I think it had a really tacky typeface on it, something close to the one that was an Avatar, and it just didn't look that attractive or tasty.
Yeah, I mean, it's about the appeal. It's about the appeal. Newberry, you?
Yeah, I mean, to echo walking into a liquor store, I love, you know, Belvedere vodka being a Polak, but I mean, that bottle with its almost translucent, the palace and everything, I mean, just the packaging of it almost takes it to another level. But I think from a practicality standpoint, when I was car shopping last year, I looked at so many different ideas and options, and the companies, you know, they're giving away deals and cash back and dealer incentives. And I went to the Chrysler dealership, and the particular paint job and the wheels and the overall aesthetic of the car that I bought, I mean, I left the lot with that car after saying, walking onto the lot, I'm not buying anything today. But it was just so damn beautiful that I signed the paperwork.
Yeah, I think that's part of we're in the same boat. So we've been driving Audis since 2003. And yeah, it's safety for us because we have kids. You know, this is a good thing. So yeah, theoretically, we should think about a Volvo. But you know, we started driving Audis in 03 pre-kids, and we've just really loved them. I mean, I think there's a certain functionality to them, but we've been completely locked in by that. Our other car, which I affectionately call the Hoopty, a paid-for 1992 Honda Accord that I'm staring at right now. It is beautiful. I love it. And I've talked to people about it. I've had these discussions about pound for pound, what is the best car in history? And I always say the 92 Honda Accord, because I thought back then that design, we were like, oh my God, look how beautiful this thing is. It's oh my gosh, it's got a stereo that's bassy. You know, it's just like all of these things, all of these aesthetic things that were woven into functionality were good. I mean, to Kat's point, you know, clothes, definitely. I seem to be in this sort of hipster stage right now, or Nordstrom hipster. So
you gotta take it to glasses too.
Yeah. I mean, you know me well enough that I have this really strange collection of very interesting eyewear. In fact, the glasses I'm wearing today were a graduation gift in 1991. From college, and they're this pair of Oliver Peoples that I just could never part with and just absolutely love them to death. So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a certain inspiration, there's a certain aspiration to beautiful things. But the question now becomes, if you've ever been in a situation where you've purchased something that's beautiful and then just been incredibly disappointed by it. Katerina?
Oh, that's a good one. No.
Really?
I think so. I'm very particular with things I buy.
Okay. So the beauty trumps any sort of deficiencies. Newbear, anything for you?
Yeah, I'll take that a step further. I mean, you know, I have a huge dome and I'm a hat guy, and it's hard for me to find, you know, hats, let alone that fit beyond whether they look good. And I mean, I'm looking at a collection of, you know, 10 or 12 rows of hats, half of which I probably can't even wear, but because they look so cool, I don't mind the fact that they're just taking up space in my office on a shelf.
All right.
Okay, that totally reminds me that I think I lied. I have bought bags that were way too beautiful to be useful, and then I can't even put moleskins in them.
All right, that's fair. Yeah, actually, bags, same thing. I'm staring into the walk-in closet here, and I've got tons of bags that I really like, and I use, like, two of them. So.
Well, you know what's funny about that is shoes, right? Because, Kat, I know you've got a whole bunch of shoes, and you know, Doug and I being Nike family guys, our closets are stoked with swooshes, and it's funny to me because one of my friends used to always tease me and say, I can't believe you're wearing those, and it's like, just because they're a special edition or just because they cost a lot of money, why wouldn't you wear them if they fit and they look good and they match and they make you feel good when they're on your feet? I believe in, at the risk of scuffing a shoe, if you will, I believe in using it if you buy it, if it's beautiful.
Yep. All right, well, cool. We'll wrap up this little part and then we will jump back here to put a bow on everything. And thank you all for joining us. AWSC Chat is the Hashy and at Advertising Week.